League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So you're going to want to get the Sports Grid app on iOS or Android in the Play Store. It's free. It's incredible. You're going to love it. It's got the TV side on there, the radio sides on there, in-game odds. You can follow your favorite hosts like Carver High. The Sports Grid app, get it today. You won't be disappointed. It's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Hey, did you know we're streaming on X? Yeah, this very second and always. Yeah, Sports Grid's on X at SportsGrid-Live. Hey, both podcasts of Coast to Coast and For All and a Bench are available Monday through Friday on Apple iTunes or wherever you download podcasts. You can get both shows every day of the work week. And let's take a look at the lineup tonight on SportsGrid TV and SportsGrid Radio. On the TV side, Front Office Sports Today at 6 after this show, 6 Eastern. Game Time Decisions at 6:30 with the mayor of Miami, Joe Ranieri. And then at 8, it's In-Game Live with Scott Wetzel and Spittin' Speed's Dane Martinez. At 10, it's Sports Rage with Morenci. And then on Sports Grid Radio at 8, it's The Institution, Carver and Lisi. All of that tonight on Sports Grid TV and Sports Grid Radio. We get into Hour 2 here, and we're still finishing off the baseball slate for tonight around the show.
We are. Just to give you an update on the golf, it looks like that the plus twos are going to be out of luck. That's because Matty Schmid parred 18, so he stayed at plus one. And the other guy who was on the line was that Riki Kawamoto. He birdied 16, Ricardo. Scotty. So he went from plus one to even. So he would have to find either two bogeys or a double bogey in these last two holes, looking like they're going to come up one short, the plus twos, of making it to the weekend, the way things are going. And that is you lose. Double off the ivy for Ian Happ here in the bottom of the sixth inning for the Cubs, as they now have a man on second and one out against the Red Sox, who are making a pitching change. All right, Minnesota's in Colorado this weekend. Chris Paddock against Kyle Freeland. Twins minus -165, plus +140 for the Rockies, and an 11.5.
I mean, honestly, Paddock is so awful. He's just so awful. Like, I can't help it. I got to take, you won't believe this, Colorado plus +140 at Coors.
Wow.
Because Paddock is their worst pitcher. His ERA is through the roof. His record stinks. He's as bad as Freeland. They're both awful. It's bound to happen. Tonight's the night. Rockies win.
And I'm going after him, too, in a little bit. I'm going after Paddock tonight in Colorado.
He's
Cardinals and Arizona in the desert. Andre Pallant against Brandon Pfaadt, minus 130 for the Snakes, plus 115 Cardinals, and an 8.5.
You know, the funny thing is that I want to take the Cardinals, but this guy Pfaadt, he's the luckiest guy in town. Every time he pitches, he wins. I mean, they win when he pitches. And meanwhile, they have all these high-priced guys, Burns, season over, gallon of milk, they're going to trade him. Pfaadt, I mean, his ERA is over 5, but he wins. He's 9-6. He's already got 9 wins. He'll get his 10th tonight. Give me the Snakes, minus $1.30.
Big series for Seattle at home here this weekend. They have the Astros coming into town. Of course, they're chasing them in the AL West. Luis Castillo and Brandon Walter. Mariners minus 135, plus 115 for the Stros, and a 7.5.
I mean, this is enormous. So I'm going to take Castillo in a big game in T-Mobile, in Seattle. I don't mind the minus $1.36, and I think they can get to Walter, actually, who hasn't been that bad. Walter's ERA is pretty impressive, but of all the pitchers on that staff, I think they got a shot at him.
And finally, the Brewers, of course, went into the All-Star break with a 7-game winning streak. They will try to continue that in Los Angeles. That's Chavez Ravine against the Dodgers. Quinn Priester and Tyler Glasnow tonight. Minus 190 for the Dodgers, plus 160 for the Brewers, and an 8.5.
Yeah, I can't believe that because I bet the Brewers this morning at +157, and I'll tell you why. He's Priester, 6-0 with a 2.7 ERA over his last 9 starts. And Glasnow's pitched once, and he did okay, but he hasn't pitched forever, right? And then he pitches once, and now I'm supposed to pay that price for this guy tonight? Are you kidding me? And then I think it's even worse. Like, I think he's pitched against them. He's 0-2 with a 5.2 ERA against the Brewers in his career. The Brewers have been hot. Priester's been hot. They've been playing great baseball. I took a shot with the Brewers tonight at Dodger Stadium at plus 157.
Wow, how about that? I'm going to take a shot with the Brewers as well tonight in the long balls. I am so glad that we have these back. It was a long 4 days, no brutal taters, no long balls, no big flies, and now finally we are back in the mix tonight on a Friday night, which we love. Friday night big fly. Let's do it, baby. The home run picks are back. Tater time. I'm playing the narrative here, Scotty. Mike Trout in Philadelphia. Plus 330 against Lizardo. He's given up some homers the last few times out. I'm going to try it for Trout. Give all the Philly fans, get him excited, and think that one day he'll put their uniform on. I told you I would go after Paddock. Forget the cognac. Get me the Moniac at Coors Field tonight. Plus 420 for
Love
Mickey
it.
Against Paddock. The Wood Doctor with Dylan Cease in town. Plus 440. Good price for him. I'm going after Taj Bradley, too. Gunnar Henderson, plus 450 down in Tampa at the small ballpark. And I said, Brewers, look at this number for Christian Yelich, Scotty. Plus 630 at Chavez Ravine tonight? Let's go. This guy loves Fridays. He's cashed for so much on Friday nights. We had to put Yelich on the card. Trout, Moniak, Wood Doctor, Gunnar, and Yelich, Friday night, good to have the long balls back.
I love it. And the Cubs just added a run. It's 4-1 now, Cubbies over the Red Sox at Wrigley.
Going to be a real shame to see that Red Sox 10-game winning streak end. We're really upset.
It's going to ruin, my weekend.
Really going to bust me up to have to see that, that's for sure. All right, there you go. Baseball. And we are in the mix and ready to roll. How about the NBA now? I got a lot. Well, we're going to go to break. So after you talk to Dane, I will rip through all the Summer League stuff from last night. I will let you know who's playing for the title this weekend. 2 semis on Saturday. And, of course, the winners will play for the championship on Sunday. And I'll give you all the numbers for tonight's
games. So you know who's in those semifinal games already?
I do know because they're done with the regular games. So they have decided on the best records. They had to do some tiebreakers to knock out a few of those undefeated 4-0 teams. But we do have the teams that are going to be playing for it this weekend. So I will give you all of that information after you talk to Dana and get the summer league.
The Raptors and the Hornets Thunder are your two semifinals. And then they call the Knicks Wizards a consolation game. Rockets Timberwolves a consolation game. Everything else a consolation game. How about the Timberwolves? They're 4-0 and they're not in it?
Yep, they lost, I guess, the tiebreaker, whatever that was. They lost the tiebreaker to get in. So summer league math.
It's Kings Raptors both 4-0 and Hornets Thunder both 4-0. Can you imagine if the Thunder win the NBA championship and then their summer league team goes and wins the summer league? I won't be surprised at all.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Expecting heavy downpours all day today.
You're a builder. You build. It's literally in your job title.
Woo, let's hit it.
A little rain isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.
Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here and you can shop it right from your couch. It's Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, score amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals. And get it all with fast and free shipping on everything. Yep, even the big stuff. Right to your door. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer. And did we mention they only last 5 days? So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the season before it fizzles out. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale now through July 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
My dude is back on C2C, spitting speeds. He'll be on In-Game Live tonight with Scott Wetzel. At 8 o'clock Eastern. Hopefully I got that right. And, you know, I saw you, Dane, talking about, Justin Fields and the, you know, Jets. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, we saw this guy in Pittsburgh play and I would have preferred actually that guy playing, to be honest with you, in the playoffs. They went with Russell Wilson every game in December, and it just got worse by the week. Like from the beginning of December until when they won, they actually won at Cincinnati, and then they lost every game. They lost five straight. They lost the playoff game against the Ravens. They got their ass beat on Christmas by Kansas City. They lost on January 5th to the Bengals and got whacked. That was in Pittsburgh. I was at the game. And then I was sitting at the game, I'm like, I can't take any more of this guy. He's so awful. Give me Fields in that playoff game. And then, sure enough, both of them are gone. Wilson's with the Giants. Fields is with the Jets. How do you think Fields will do with the Jets? I liked him. He was 4-2 with the Steelers, and then I just don't think Tomlin liked him.
Yeah, listen, I'm really excited about Justin Fields with the Jets, right? First of all, he brings that dual threat that really all the great teams have right now, whether it's Lamar, Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts. You need that dual threat ability from the quarterback position, the ability to run. And he really is second to none with being able to run, right? You saw it in Pittsburgh, Scotty. He went 4-2. He took care of the ball. He only had two turnovers in those six games. And quite frankly, now with the Jets, he's going to have a better offensive line than he has had in a long time, especially since when he was in Chicago. He's going to have his boy who just got the bag, Garrett Wilson, who was his number one wide receiver at Ohio State. And what I think is important, Scott, you talked about it. This organization, unlike Pittsburgh, unlike Chicago, believes in him. They didn't draft a quarterback. They didn't sign a quarterback. They're giving him the keys to the car. And there have been a number of examples, I think, over the last few years of quarterbacks in a second act with an organization that does believe in them. Baker Mayfield winning division titles. Jared Goff going to NFC championship games and winning division titles. And I think Justin Fields can do that. And quite frankly, they are above average on the offensive line, at the running back position, on defense. If you believe Justin Fields can take a step forward, there is reason to believe that the Jets could really turn this around under Aaron Glenn, similar to what we saw Dan Campbell do in Detroit.
He's a great athlete, and I never thought Russell Wilson was anything more than an older, washed quarterback. He was as slow as a mule in the pocket. He got sacked every time he dropped back. If he had to run, he was dead meat. That didn't happen with Justin Fields. I think it's going to be exciting. Were you shocked at the money that they gave Wilson and Sauce?
So, no, not for Sauce. I mean, by all accounts, he is the number one cover cornerback in the NFL. All the PFF grades, the forced incompletions, the yards per coverage snap. I thought it was interesting that he went literally $0.1 million above Derek Stingley, who signed earlier in the offseason. Garrett Wilson, it averages out to, I think, $32.5 million, and that puts him, I think, fifth or sixth in wide receivers. I think Garrett Wilson has been under-respected as an alpha wide receiver. I mean, the man has had great stats in his first 3 years, and he's been doing it with Zach Wilson and Mike White and Tim Boyle throwing him the ball, for goodness sakes. They needed to keep him happy. They got his quarterback, Justin Fields, coming through, and you can take Aaron Rodgers, Scotty. The circus comes to town for your boys.
Yeah, listen, I have no choice, Dane, but to root for him. And, you know, any way you slice it, he's better than Russell Wilson. I still believe that firmly. So there's a lot of talent around him. They added Jonnu Smith. They got him and Ramsey in that deal with the Dolphins. Do you think that they'll win with Rodgers? They're, you know, people think they're going to stink. It was at 7.5, then 8.5. This guy, Tomlin, always wins. Since 2000, the Patriots and Steelers, the best record in the NFL in regular season games. Last year, they had 10 wins by December, and they got into the playoffs, and they were one and done again. I see the same thing again, winning and then losing in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think they'll be at around the same level, to your point. They always do that. I give Tomlin some credit, although maybe the message is starting to get stale. Not any fault of Tomlin. It just happens after a decade plus, right? But what I think the issue is, Scotty, and you know this better than most, is you have Arthur Smith there calling plays, coordinating the offense. That's supposed to be a run-heavy thing. That's why he got Jonnu Smith. He loves Jonnu Smith. I'll give you that. Aaron Rodgers is going to want to sling the rock, though. So I do still think there is something of a mismatch between Arthur Smith and Aaron Rodgers that they have to figure out in Pittsburgh. But ultimately, despite the fact that Pittsburgh is in the best division in football, and I still think Baltimore is the class of that division, I can understand the Steelers finishing right around 500, just like Tomlin always does.
What other teams are you high on as all these training camps have opened or opening next week? Teams this year that you believe in that you think are going to do well in the NFL?
Yeah, so I think someone that is not the Kansas City Chiefs are going to win the AFC West. And I think it's either going to be Denver or the Chargers. I'm high on both Denver and the Chargers. I think they were right there last year. I think the Chiefs won a lot of games by the hair of their chinny chin chin, and that luck regression can come to pass. We already see now Rashee Rice is down. Travis Kelce is washed, didn't even know if he wanted to play. I think there is some regression for the Chiefs. I'd be interested to see the Chargers and or the Broncos take that step forward and actually leapfrog them. That's part of why I have Omarion Hampton as the rookie of the year, even over Ashton Jeanty, because I think he will be on a winning team. And that's why I got Aaron Glenn winning the coach of the year, because I believe in the turnaround for the Jets.
Listen, I think that Hampton player of yours is really smart, because I think the Raiders stink and people think that this Jenny's just going to be a rock star from the jump on a lousy team. It always hurts when you got lousy players around.
Right.
Reality is I'm not buying that team, and I'm not buying old man Pete Carroll in Vegas.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're going to be in down in games where they're not going to be able to just hand the rock to Genty. Meanwhile, you know the Chargers' identity. They're going to want to run the ball. And Hampton is really good. People forget about this. 12-1 to be the Roy.
Yeah, and they already were a playoff team. They lost to the Texans, but I think Jim Harbaugh is going to get even better every year he's in L.A. Dane, great stuff. Good to see you. Have a great show tonight.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, so let's talk about some of these summer league games that went down, Mike.
Yeah, let's do that, of course, as they're wrapping up this weekend, final few games of the summer league. Nuggets beat the Clippers last night, 81-76. Deron Holmes, 19 points and 17 boards. That's doing the grunt work right there. 17 boards off the glass. Your boy Deron getting involved last night
double.
For Denver.
I mean, come on, Raptors. 17 rebounds. I wouldn't even leave the house.
That's a big effort on the glass. Raptors beat the Warriors 81-69. Colin Murray Boyles, 20 points, 9 boards, 2 dimes, 4 steals, filling up the stat sheet for Toronto, who, as we said before,
he's
is going to play
great
for the title.
They're going to play. Excellent. I like that guy. I like props on him in that game tomorrow.
Celtics beat the Lakers 87-78. Bronny, 18 points, 5 dimes, and 3 boards. Jordan Walsh for the Celtics had 17-6 and 2 steals. Bronny getting involved last night for the Lakers.
So he still had the loss, so you lose. Doesn't matter what
you lose.
Do.
That is how it goes. If you lose, you lose. Nobody cares. Portland beat the Rockets 102-83. Hornets beat the Spurs 106-81. Knipple had 19 points, 6 dimes, 5 boards, 3 threes. He's another guy who's filled it up in this summer league, Knipple. He's been unbelievable.
Are you going to get in front of him tomorrow in the semifinal?
Probably not. I wouldn't want to, you know, he's been real good. He got a chance to win the most outstanding player. You know, that Jones Garcia, the guy on the Spurs, you know, they lost. They're not playing for the championship now. Lost to the Spurs, so I'd have to imagine. You got to give it to someone who at least makes the championship game, right, for the most outstanding player?
Right.
Hawks beat the Grizz 92-88. But the Hawks were the other team, Scotty, with Minnesota, who went 4-0, but I guess lost all the tiebreakers to get themselves into the weekend. Pacers beat the Knicks 91-88. Cam Jones with 21 and 11 dimes for Indiana. Pistons beat the Heat by 20. Bobby Clintman, 20 points, 4 boards, and 2 steals for Detroit. Your boy Bobby getting involved.
Bobby Clintman, who the hell is that? I have no idea. 20 points, 4 boards, 2 steals for the Pistons. Let's go.
That's a big game there. And I mentioned the semis. I actually do have a couple numbers for you on the semifinals for tomorrow.
I have the numbers.
Yeah, 2.5 for the Raptors in the first game, which is 4 o'clock East on ESPN Saturday. And then Thunder minus 1.5 against the Hornets. That's at 6 o'clock East. Both of those are at the Thomas and Mack.
Yeah, I think I'm going to lean Raptors and Thunder. And I'm gonna lay it in both. And I think they're going to be the championship game on Sunday.
So you're going to take, it sounds like, Thunder to do the double, the NBA title and the Summer League
yes,
title?
Yes, I'm going
full
for the,
sweep.
It's their year in everything. Not only the championship, but the fact that they signed all their star players, just, you know, around $850 million for all three of them. And then they go out and they had a good draft again. And then they go out and they're going to win the summer league. I think they'll win the whole thing on Sunday.
Wow. How about that? Here's the rest of tonight's games. Of course, these teams are just playing their last game and getting out of town. Consolation games. Everybody gets to play five. The Sixers and the Nets will be just after 6 o'clock, right about 6 this evening. Philly -1.5.
Philly.
Heat and the Bucks at 7 o'clock East. Bucks -5.5. That's up to now. 5.5
It's up to 5.5 from 3.5 because yeah. I'll tell you what, the yeah. Heat have already packed it in. Did you see them last night? They just quit.
Yeah, quit. I mean, both these teams 1-3 so far in the summer league. And for the other three, the Jazz and the Bulls, 8 o'clock East. Utah now -2.5, which we
I'll
have
take
there.
The point. I like the Bulls. And they went 2-2. I gave you the Jazz to win last night. They finally won.
Pelicans haven't won a game. They're 0-4, but they are 4.5-point favorites against the Pacers tonight. And the Lakers -3.5 against the Nuggets is the other late night game.
How is that possible that they're favored and they haven't sniffed a win, but they're favored by 4.5? It's got to be the Pelicans favored. Because it smells so fishy. It's got to be them. You got to take the Pelicans tonight because why would they be favored over a team that's won a couple games?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The last game is Denver and L.A. I'll take L.A. I think they're laying 3.5 tonight against the Nuggets. All right. Did you like that lineup with Dame Time in Rip City?
Yeah, Dame Time. You'll put him with Drew Holiday, Sharp, Denny Avija, Klingon, Scoot Henderson, Kamara, Jeremy Grant, the Big Tariff. That playoff team? Now remember, Dame ain't even going to play this year. Is that like a fringe playoff team in Portland now?
What they need to do this year is get better with Holiday running that show. And then next year, a year from now, we're going to have this conversation when Holiday and Dame Time are playing together. But he's going to be coming off an Achilles and he's going to be 36 or whatever. I still think they'll be better with both of them than they will without him. So I think the team will actually get better this year. They were average this year, but they're going to get better. And then I think they'll be significantly better when they have Holiday and Dame playing together.
I know that you have a lot of these subscriptions. You know that I do, too. One of them is going to be going up because they're getting the NBA. Peacock going up $3 a month with the NBA coming to NBC. So get yourself ready.
I'd imagine that won't be the last time they raise their rates. They're going to just keep shafting people. When they get ratings, it'll go even higher.
They probably will. I think we've had shoes almost every day this week. We had the Cookie Monsters. We had the Kobe Moonwalkers. So now we got these are Cade. They're going to be selling these Cade Rocks. Is that what they're doing here? These Cade shoes? Look at those.
You know, these are player edition shoes as well from Nike. I mean, these are badass shoes. Those are almost a lot like, I think they're a lot like the Kobe's that we were showing you, the Pro Tros. All I know is, I like these on top of the Cookie Monsters and the ones I showed you yesterday. Those purple ones yesterday from Kobe were badass. These are badass. Cunningham shoes, I like them a lot. I can get my hands on these.
Yeah, we should. There you go. There's your NBA for us, Scotty. And I think we have to start college football. Now there's a reason why I want you to bring in Rich first, Scotty, and that's because we're going to talk about a guy on the hot seat, and it sounds like if you tell me, it sounds like that Rich is going to be talking about guys on the hot seat.
All right, so let's throw it to our boy Rich Sermonello.
Hey, Scott, it's hot everywhere. I want to keep the hot theme today and talk about hot seat coaches in college football for 2025. Got a short list, going to see if we can reel through them. Number one for me, the coach facing the most pressure, not just pressure, but pressure to win or else, is Brent Venables from Oklahoma. 3 seasons with the Sooners. 2 of those years, he went 6-7, including last year. Very disappointing. The transition so far to of the SEC, unlike Texas, has not gone well. Now, he's done a good job with the defense. That is his forte. Offense has faced injuries last year, wiped out at wide receiver. They're all in this year, Scott. They got the quarterback, John Mateer, from Washington State. Stayed out west to get Jaden Ott, the running back. They looked like they're primed for a bounce-back season. If not, that could be the end of the line for Brent Venables at Oklahoma. Now, number two for me, he's only been there for 3 years. It's Hugh Freeze at Auburn. Been a big disappointment so far. Has struggled against SEC opponents, just 5-11. The recruiting has really become a problem lately. If you follow Hugh Freeze on social media, he's getting a lot of heat for spending, of all things, too much time on golf courses as his 2026 recruiting class is quickly degrading. Auburn has a history with its boosters of taking care of massive buyouts, $68 million in buyouts since 2000. Hugh Freeze, by the way, versus Brent Venables September 27th in a critical game for both of those programs and coaches. Now, let's keep it in Oklahoma. Mike Gundy coming off a 3-9 season last year, 0-9 in the Big 12. He's been there for two decades, former quarterback in Stillwater. He's an institution with that program, Scott, but he had to restructure his contract in the offseason to stay for 2025. This is getting a little bit dicey. I've always been a big fan of Gundy. I think he's been an overachiever. He's done a great job with a program that lived in the shadow of Oklahoma. But if they are even close to 3-9, if they're under 500, I think that could be it for Mike Gundy with the Cowboys. We haven't talked about Lincoln Riley. I understand he's facing a lot of pressure after three seasons. I think he survives, barring a complete collapse. I think even if USC doesn't perform in the Big Ten, I think Lincoln Riley comes back, but a ton of pressure. There are coaches out there like James Franklin, Lincoln Riley, Brian Kelly, Sherrone Moore at Michigan, facing pressure, but not necessarily hot seat pressure. We took a negative approach today, Scott. Next week, let's talk about the coaches, coordinators, young head coaches at smaller programs that could be bucking for promotions in 2026.
Rich, great stuff, my man. I'm getting excited for college football. Every week we get closer and closer. Have a great weekend, Rich. All right, so, you know, every one of those guys that he talked about, I thought, like, would Saban take the job? And I got to be honest with you, I don't see Nick Saban at Auburn. I really don't. Like, he was at Alabama for so long, I can't see him sticking a knife in their back by going to their rival. I really don't see that. And then I don't see him in Stillwater. I could see him in Los Angeles, believe it or not, at USC. But they'd have to fire Lincoln Riley, and I think that's possible. The one that I said yesterday, I think still holds water, is Arkansas. The money they spend on Calipari, they would spend that on this guy Saban in 5 seconds, I think, and they would have two of the greatest coaches ever in their basketball and football programs. And I don't believe Pittman's long for this world at Arkansas.
Yeah, he's definitely on the list with those guys that Rich was talking about. This is probably a year where Sam Pittman's got to bring it up a notch and get the Razorbacks into the, you know, let's just say the 8-9, 10 win territory. That's, I got a couple from Sam. Here he is first talking about, once again, being on the hot seat going into this season.
Let me say this. The only ramifications of someone constantly having you on this list or whatever other list is recruiting. That's the only thing. And it seems to affect us a little bit more in the state of Arkansas because they, you know, they're up on the Razorbacks. They see more. Now, how can we stop that? We win more games. You know, that's what we can do. Look, most everything guy brings on, he brings on himself. You know, most things that come out, you earn it. Now, you may disagree with some of it and all that, but I've earned that. I mean, I have. To get off of that, we've got to win more games.
Well, that's the way the cookie crumbles, Mike. You got to. He hasn't won at Arkansas. That's just all there is to it. Let's stop with all this stuff. That guy's, he's on fire already.
Well, when we come back, I'll play the other one because it's we won't get it in time. But he's going to tell you that he is going to win this year because of how the NIL is set up. He says that it is time that Arkansas is going to turn it around and get it done. So we'll hear the rest of Pittman, and we'll hear from a few other guys in the SEC when we come back. 4-1 Cubs right now, Scotty, as we play.
That there's not a guy sitting in Fayetteville that has juice in that athletic department or boosters that aren't sitting around talking about, since the conversation has changed and the winds are blowing about Nick Saban, you can't tell me there's somebody in Fayetteville that hasn't said, well, we already got Calipari, let's go get Saban. And then you don't have any problems at all. I mean, let's face facts. Nick Saban goes to Arkansas, they're going to win. That'll be that.
Yeah, you know, they spent a lot of money on hoops. So I'm sure they've got some money that they could spend on the football program as well. You never know.
The program is garbage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
So let's hear from Pittman now on how he thinks they're going to win in Fayetteville.
Yes, let's roll out Sam here. Because remember, that deal that started July 1st now allegedly caps how much you're allowed to spend. He says it was unfair before, but it'll be fair now.
Financially, with revenue sharing, I think now we're back on even keel with everybody, which we weren't. You just read that off. You know, when we were even, we went from 4-20 to top 20 in 2 years. And so I think the program has a chance to get back up to around those 9-plus wins than where we were before, just simply because we have the finances to back that. We've got a good football team. We've got a good staff. We've got great facilities, and we got a great state of fans at the University of Arkansas and the state of Arkansas. There's no reason we can't do it. If I was going to make an excuse, it would be financially is why we haven't done quite as well as where we were projected my first 2 years. But I think now, with it being even, look out, the Razorbacks are coming on.
Okay. Look out. So that's great and all of that wonderfulness. But then he never does it. So I would keep an eye on that job. And I can never get enough of this now. It's like 3 days in a row. I can't get enough of it. So I would say that job, and I would say I don't believe for 1 minute he would go to Auburn, because it would be like beneath him to go to Auburn after being at Alabama. But I think that he would do Florida State, and I think Florida State, because all they've done is complain about the ACC and everything else, I think the ACC's credibility would go through the roof if he went there, and then they'd have Big Chest, they'd have Belichick, They'd have Saban, and let's face facts. I think the ACC gets a really bad rap in football. In basketball, it's God's gift to the sport, right? But in football, they say they're trash. I don't believe that. I know they didn't have a great year last year, but I don't believe that it's a bad conference in basketball or football ever. And I think that if he went there, they'd actually win. And, you know, I think the situation is basketball look at the teams that they have in that conference. Like, Miami can't win in Atlanta against Georgia Tech. Miami couldn't even win it at Syracuse against the Orange on the road. I think it's a lot harder than people think it is. I could see Saban there. I've said that the last couple of days. I could even, you know, I'm not sure if I actually truly believe he would live in Los Angeles and coach USC. He seems like, you know, he was at LSU, at Alabama. He lives down there in Tuscaloosa, right? He lives on that lake. So he's like a Southern boy, right? Like, I don't see him being that Hollywood type. You tell me, Mike.
I don't think he's a Hollywood type in L.A. That doesn't seem like a good fit for him. Joey Prawns told me last night that he thinks that Miami would knock off Big Chest for him. That if he really was seriously available, that he thinks that Miami would go after Saban. So I don't know about that.
Listen,
he was in Miami. He probably liked being there despite not winning in the NFL. He probably loved living in Miami.
Now look, he failed miserably with the Dolphins, but if they got him at Miami, I think they'd win a national championship number 6. They can't win with this guy they got. He's already proven to me that he can win 9 games. That's it. Like, I have nightmares. I literally have nightmares about the Georgia Tech and Syracuse games. But then again, I did hit the Syracuse game in a big way, that ticket I cashed. I knew they would beat Miami, and they did. And then I cashed again in the bowl game that they lost. All they do is lose big games. That's it. And I've been the biggest Kane fan for 55 years. So don't tell me. And I'm telling you, if they got him, look what they did when they had Jimmy Johnson and Howard Schnellenberger and they, you know, Dennis Erickson. They won titles. Don't tell me Nick Saban wouldn't win a title in Miami. And with the money that they spend on football, and that guy is the coach, here's the difference between him and Big Chest. Big Chest is decent at best, and Nick Saban's the greatest coach that maybe ever lived.
Big difference when you talk about those two. Arkansas's win totals is 5.5, and you talk about winning 9 games. Their schedule is, I've been doing this with a lot of these SEC teams. Not only do they have in conference at Tennessee, Texas A&M, at LSU, at Texas, Missouri at home, they play Notre Dame out of conference too. They have Notre Dame in and out of conference game. That's a tough,
like, they should
tough
fire him
for
right
Sam.
Now. The fact that their Sam's win total is 5.5 in Vegas is all you need to know that they still stink. They've never mattered, and this guy should not be the coach at Arkansas. I mean, even Calipari's probably going like, they got to clean this up. They got to clean this up because they don't have a great football program. I agree with him when he says they have the money now and the fans and the state and all that type of support. Big stadium. That's a tough place to play in Fayetteville. But at the end of the day, they're just not that good. And I'm telling you, if Saban got his hands on that program, they'd win there too.
They probably would. All right, I've got a couple other guys for you that we're going to squeeze in before the end of the hour. And look, I know you love all this stuff. Next week, I've got double dose. Next week, I've got double dose for you because the Big Ten and the ACC are next week. They're both going next week. So we'll have a lot of coaches next week with two conferences being thrown into the mix for their media week's talking season.
I love both
in
of
college
them.
Football.
I like the Canes and I like the Big Ten. I mean, the Big Ten's my favorite. I love Big Ten football and basketball. That's just all there is to it. And I respect the SEC fully. I'm not stupid. But I don't like the I really don't like the angle on the ACC that they suck in football. I just don't believe that. You know what I mean? I'll never buy that.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, let's talk about Kentucky football now, Mike.
Yeah, a little bit of a down year last year for Kentucky. But did you know, Scotty, that Mark Stoops is now the longest tenured head coach in the SEC after Saban leaving last year? This will be his 13th season as the man with the Wildcats. And to be fair, I know it's Kentucky, it's a basketball school, probably the best job anyone's ever done in terms of football at Kentucky is the job that he's done there. Here he is talking about now having that distinguishment.
When you have a down year, you have to stand up here. You have to own it. You have to face it. You know, talk about the things you're doing to address it and then move on. I've stood up here after, you know, two 10-win seasons. That's only happened two times in the history of our school. You know, and I don't really want to talk about that year. I want to talk about this year, you know, so there's a fine balance there. So for me, it's just exciting. As I mentioned to my your colleague there to your right there, but, you know, it's really just, you know, excited about the opportunity, you know, really diving into the challenge that lies ahead of us and embracing that and having fun with it, because, you know, this is hard and you might as well go enjoy it and dive into it. And there's a lot of people that can't do it and didn't do it for 12 years and didn't do it for 13 years and not at Kentucky. You look at the history of what we've done and there's a lot of great ones that didn't make it very long. And so I'm proud of the run that we have.
Yeah, I'll give you this. He has certainly been somewhat successful there and has made the program relevant in football at a place that all they care about is basketball. And that's all they'll ever care about is basketball. I mean, at UK, they just don't care about football. That's just it. And he's made them matter at the very least. And, you know, they've had success at some level. You know, he's still not a winning coach. As a head coach, he's got a losing record. That's just all there is to it.
Yeah, it is at the end of the day. All right. They have a low win total as well because I think they were picked to be one of the bottom teams, 4.5 for Kentucky this year. God bless and good luck to Mark Stoops. I want to play you this Drinkwitz. He's, of course, the head coach of Missouri. This guy does have a little bit of a personality, but he's also a little out there as well. A lot of people have ideas, Scotty, for a new college football playoff format. I don't know if you need a pen and a paper or you need to try to keep up here, but listen to this guy start to rattle off how many teams he thinks should make it.
My math could be wrong here, but if we did the 12, okay, and you had four automatic qualifiers, everybody thinks that's limiting. It's not limiting if you think about it from, you take those four automatic qualifiers and you divide that up into eight opportunities of eight play-in games. So now you're taking the SEC's playing in for eight, you're taking the Big Ten's playing in for eight. Since we've expanded the bubble to 16, give three to the Pac, three to the Big 12, three to the ACC, one. Now you've got 30 teams. 30 teams. Now we're talking about an opportunity for 30 teams, 30 fan bases to be excited and engaged in giving revenue. Got 30 teams with players who have access to compete for a championship. And so for me, I think that makes a lot more sense. You know, again, when you're talking about the NFL playoff system, not only is it 14 teams, but you only have to be the best out of your four-team division. So you got to compete against four teams in order to make the playoffs. You know, again, when you're at the University of Missouri, if you say, say, hey, you just have to finish in the top eight to have a chance to play in the playoffs, that's a win every day.
Listen, he's tripping. He's absolutely tripping. If he thinks that they're going to have 30 teams in that playoff, that's not happening. So right now, they're going to expand it. I think it's going to go to, what, a maximum of 16?
Right, and that's only if the Big Ten and the SEC get on the same page, because the problem with the two of them is the Big Ten wants four automatic bids unless the SEC goes to nine conference games. If they up their nine conference games, they'll back off the automatic bids. So, you know, those two are butting heads a little bit right now, and we know that those two have all the power in the situation because they have the teams that win every year. You know, they have all the teams that win the national
championship. They're not going to agree on that. That's like divorce court. The husband and wife aren't going to agree on anything. So the Big Ten and the SEC are the two stuck-up conferences, and they're not going to agree on whether the sun's out or not.
No. That's probably not going to happen. All right, I've got maybe one other. Yeah, I will give you Elko when we come back. And then I got a great NFL story for you about this NFLPA executive director who resigned yesterday. He's having some day.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.